Sunday, May 28th. We went to church first thing this morning. It went reasonably well, although the Russians, as usual, had all the crowds out of the way, and virtually nobody saw us except the people in the church. They had replaced a lot of the normal old folks who attend the church with Russian KGB types, but it was still a good event and well worth doing. It'll get good coverage back home, I'm sure. He got into some discussion during the day of his plans for the TV tonight. Seems to have that in pretty good shape. And then back again into the return statement. He's still thinking, or he was still thinking, about the two options of either the Congress or the White House lawn. Then it occurred to him that he could do the thing in the East Room with the congressional leaders, an invited list, a congressional cabinet, joint chiefs, and so on, and drum up all the advantages of Congress without the attendant disadvantages. So that's the basis on which we're working at this point. He's spending most of the day holed up in his own quarters, presumably working on the speech for tonight. It's now 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's it at this point. Continuing Sunday the 28th, I quit at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on the last dictation. I got back and talked to Colson to get a reading on U.S. reaction. He says that Friday night the SALT deal had enormous impact, that the public before hadn't realized what it would be, and now there's a great new realization, and it's especially effective with the swing category type people on whom it has enormous impact. He said that that's the main thing that's come through, is the overwhelming importance of the SALT agreement. Second is the very businesslike approach to the whole summit. And the third is Pat Nixon and her superb performance. He feels we won't get the full impact on this for a week or more, that there's a feeling of awe, not the curiosity of China, but on this one it's great that there's been so much effort, and look what it's producing. Regarding the homecoming, he thinks it should be done very big. He likes the idea of a joint session because it's the best setting, especially with treaties. It's in keeping with the scope of what the president's done, and that we should realize that the feeling in the country is as of the return of a conquering hero, and that there will be great impact on the Congress because of that. At 6:30, had Henry and me in, and we went into the question of schedule for tomorrow. There's now going to be a plenary session at 11, with Brezhnev and the president having a private session before that. Then the signing ceremony at 2, Kissinger briefing at 1 before it. President made the point in that discussion that to deal with the Soviets, you have to, or Henry did, I guess, to deal with the Soviets, you have to keep a deal in front of them. And that this is where Rogers has fallen down on the trade agreement, and so has Flanagan. The Soviets, with their multiple leadership, can't develop a proposal or a deal themselves, so you can't say, well, what is your thought on this? You have to give them a plan and then keep revising it and let them work on their reaction to your plan. He cites the example of Saul, where he always kept a deal out and gave them something to work on. The president got into a discussion of his reporting speech. He wants it to be a brief recitation of what was accomplished. He wants a paragraph on his long, frank talks with the Soviet leaders. Shouldn't mention Vietnam directly, but make the point that we have the responsibility as great powers to avoid problems. And that one of the long-range results is that as great powers, we can use our influence more effectively to avoid crises. And then the point of where we go in the future, that it's easy to have a state of euphoria. These are significant steps, but only a beginning. We have to continue to maintain our strength. The Soviets left no doubt that they'll continue to maintain theirs. Any reduction must not be done unilaterally. This whole summit meeting demonstrates that it can be done mutually, and that's the way it must be done for our interest and for everybody's. He gave his speech this evening at 8:30 to the people of the Soviet Union, and it went very well, although we had a flap at the last minute because the Soviets wouldn't let our 16-millimeter camera in, so we have no film coverage of it, only the videotape. The reaction afterwards was that everybody thought it was great. John Ehrlichman thought it was so good that he thought we should try to get it to be replayed in prime time. He said the picture was great, great setting, another historic event, big build-up, and so on. The president especially was anxious to get the Tanya segment replayed because he thinks that's the most important part. He worked on some follow-up plans along that line, and I think we're in good shape. End of May 28th.